It's time for our weekly chat with Flotess, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. She's back at her old stomping grounds as a USC alum. Catch her work, KZI, channel 709 on your Xfinity system from Comcast. Online, KZI.com. On Twitter, the handle, at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, much appreciate your time. How are you?
Steve, I'm great. And you saying that you go on tangents and get sidetracked is like the understatement that I've heard in a long time.
Thank you. It's nice to see you're paying attention or trying to keep up, because it can get very confusing. I understand that. All right. Before football, some hoops. NBA, you're a Warriors fan. Their new guy, Kevin Durant, faced his old mates last night. Got dunked on, and it seemed to get him mad. Then he hit seven threes, and they lost their first game to the Spurs, won them all since. I know there's a lot of other fans mad at Durant for leaving. I'm not one of them. But what are you seeing? What are you liking? Or are you liking what you see from your two-time defending Western Conference champ so far?
Dude, KD just went off last night. I mean, I just, like, fandom aside for the Warriors, just watching what KD did and that rivalry now, I, like, never thought I would say it's a rivalry, but the rivalry between him and Russell Westbrook was unreal. I mean, that was just fun to watch. Especially when you have Westbrook coming in with that, like, faux talk jersey. I mean, there was just a lot to love about the game last night. I think that the Warriors are kind of hitting their stride. I mean, no one thought that they were going to win 73 games again this year. That was not going to happen. But I do think that, you know, they are kind of starting to gel together. Because, I mean, you can have a phenomenal team of all-stars, but it's going to take some time. And I think the addition of KD was just going to take some time. And I think now you're starting to see it kind of bloom.
I want to also get to what happened Wednesday night in Cleveland, a game seven, the likes of which we've rarely seen, if ever. I mean, I kind of enjoyed not having a rooting interest and kind of just reveling in it. Did you have a preference, be it Cubs or Cleveland? And, you know, what did you think about what we saw?
Yeah, you know, I maybe had a little bit of a preference towards Chicago, just because the, you know, you have to, I mean, kind of have to root for Chicago. I get that both teams are in drought, but 108 years, I mean, triple digits, you got to root for them. Obviously have to love the National League, and since they're the ones that ousted the Giants, you know, kind of just had to root for them on the way on out. But, I mean, you can't have written a better story. Like, there is no better story written than that. Two of the longest droughts in Major League history, going up against each other, Game 7, rain delay, extra innings. I mean, oh, that was phenomenal. And then Chris Bryant making the final out with a smile on his face the entire time. I mean, there's just so much good video. I want Bill Murray to do every single post-game interview from now on. Like, he can take my job. Like, he can do those interviews. I mean, it was just, there was so much about it that, you know, with all of the politics and whatnot aside that's coming up this week, can we just hold on to what this World Series brought us and remember that we all sat down and watched the World Series together? I mean, that's what I'm trying to hold on to at this point.
Well, maybe we should replay it on Tuesday night as we continue with Kristen Rogers at KEZI Sports. Though you cover all things Oregon football, you are a USC grad. Last week, they ran for about 400 yards against Cal. We know the Duck defense is lacking, to say the least. You spoke with both Coach Helfrich and Brady Hoke. What did they have to say about possibly limiting the damage SC does running it?
I mean, SC's run game has really come along, and it's come along from a lot of different guys. And you really have to give credit to the fact that the offensive line is finally healthy for USC. That's a huge deal for them. And I think that the run game really, you know, sparked against Cal, given Cal's run defense isn't good. Like, we saw that against Oregon, so I knew that they were going to exploit it there. But, I mean, you just have so many different options for SC. You have them, you know, you have the run game. Ronald Jones is doing a great job. And then Sam Darnold is a mobile quarterback. I mean, he can run the ball just as well as he can throw it. So you kind of have to keep your eye on all moving pieces for the Trojans. And then I think what's going to be the difference maker is Adoree Jackson on special teams. I mean, that kid is just, he's a beast. I mean, he's literally, like, he can do everything. Like, I know we see Charles Nelson for Oregon go out there, and he does a lot, especially last year playing on both sides of the ball. But Dory Jackson can do that and a little bit more. I'm sorry, Oregon fans. This guy is just phenomenal. He has over 600 yards on just punt returns and kickoffs alone this season. I mean, he's so hard to stop. And, you know, I didn't think that Cal was going to kick it to Dory, and they did. And talking with Mark Helfrich this week, he said that, yeah, he's definitely a guy where you have to kind of plan things out a little bit more and move things to, you know, where you're not kicking it to him. And, or if you do, you have to get him on the ground immediately because he can take off. And the thing I think about USC football is it's really hard to come back against the Trojans. If the Trojans are up and they're confident, they're rolling. I mean, you know, you get one touchdown and then one big special teams play, and that's hard to come back from. So I think Oregon's best chance is if they come out and they score on their opening drive, which is tough against SC, but like they did against Arizona State, and that really set the tone for the Ducks and gave them the confidence they needed to take down the Sun Devils.
Now, one thing that's unavoidable when you play USC is the songs. Tribute to Troy, Fight On. They hit you with that 24/7. I thought it was funny you guys were all talking about hearing it coming out of practice this week. And, of course, after what happened in 2012 down there, the SC fans are going to want blood. What did Coach Helfrich have to say about maybe trying to emulate the kind of hostile environment they're going to be walking into tomorrow?
Yeah, well, Steve, here's the thing. Only three players on this year's roster have ever played at the Coliseum. I mean, it blows my mind considering that, you're in the same conference. It's not like, oh, we're doing a non-con game, you know, a home-and-home type of situation. No. This is a conference, like a conference game and a conference opponent. And only three players have played at the Coliseum. That still blows my mind. So, I mean, last time, you know, Mark Helfrich was still OC, Chip Kelly was head coach. I mean, it's a really weird thing to think about. But, I mean, there's a lot of tradition, as you mentioned. And I think it kind of all starts with running out of the tunnel. I mean, SC has, you know, 95,000 seats, given a lot of them probably won't be full tomorrow. But, you know, when you run out of the tunnel, you see the eternal flame and you think back of the 1984 Olympics, and there's just so much history that goes along there. And lining the tunnel, you have all the Rose Bowls and the Heisman winners and the national championships. I mean, SC really pushes, hey, this is our home field, and it's tough for opposing players. I think Helfrich has done a good job. They had the fight song going on and the salute to Troy every single day at practice, and he jokes they were going to try to find a horse. They did not find a horse, but I mean, it's just really just trying to teach the players about, you know, what you're going to see on this. You know, it's aggressive, and it's going to be an aggressive road game.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI Sports. Last week, we knew with the chaotic approach, Arizona State's defense, they're a little bit different in how they kind of try to apply pressure. Justin Herbert handled it well. And again, you spoke with the Oregon offensive people, including Mark Helfrich. What did he have to say as far as the kind of challenge and how much maybe of a change they'll be seeing with this Trojan defense?
Yeah, I mean, SC doesn't blitz like Arizona State does by any means, but SC's defense just has a lot of pressures, and a lot of it comes from the linebackers. I mean, SC's defense is just really shorn up, and I think the biggest issue and the biggest matchup, too, is going to be in the secondary because you do have so many athletic guys in the secondary for USC. I mean, that's the number one word to describe this program, and that's not me saying that. That's literally talking to every single player and coach this week. Athletic was the number one word they used to describe the Trojans, and that's always kind of how it's been. SC is just a very talented team, and stopping that talent is hard. Now, I think Justin Herbert, you know, has a new challenge going into this week, and I think the line has done a good job, and I think Justin is doing a great job improving each and every week, but it's kind of, you know, he's probably going to get a few knocks, and he's going to have to see it a little bit before he can get his feet settled and, you know, kind of start making some plays. But I think the vertical passing game is going to be huge, but it is going to be hard for guys like, you know, Charles Nelson and Darren Carrington to go up against some of those guys in USC's backfield.
Now, we got to speak with John Jackson, JJ, one of USC's radio analysts this week, who's a receiver himself, and he talked about Juju Smith-Schuster, who's just a monster, the entire package. You actually posted about it on Twitter. What did Brady Hoke have to say about what they'll face, just trying to limit the damage that he and the Trojan passing game bring?
Yeah, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is probably one of the most athletic, again, I hate to use that word.
There's that word.
He's one of the, honestly, one of the best receivers in the conference. I mean, he can beat you everywhere. He is just so talented. He's huge to begin with. I mean, he's a hard guy to stop. There's just so many aspects about him. I don't even know where to begin. I think it's going to be tough, especially because Oregon secondary has been not weak, but they've been going through some changes. When you have Ugo Amadi starting over Arion Springs, and when Arion is in the game, you don't know what kind of Arion you're going to see out on the field, because he has been beat a few times this season on big plays too. So I do think Sam Darnold has done a phenomenal job with Juju Smith-Schuster. And the other guy is Darius Rogers. Darius Rogers has done a phenomenal job. And Darius has been there forever. I mean, this guy has been at USC forever. So he knows the program. He knows everything that they're throwing at him. So it's hard to stop them on, it's not just one guy. They have multiple receivers that are hard to stop.
All right. And in our traditional closing, obviously, you're down at Troy. You have any special friends and, engagements that happen when you get welcomed back to Troy as an alum, or are you just, is this a work trip for you?
You know, Steve, it's funny. It's like USC knew that I was coming down, so they just decided to hold homecoming. It was just it's just one of those things. No, I'm kidding. But it is homecoming weekend, so yes. I'm going to be doing live hits today at 5, 6, and 6:30 from KZI. I'm actually here in Manhattan Beach, and it is beautiful. So it's going to be fun to do some live hits out here. Mike Scow and Jonathan Style have the Friday Night Blitz. Probably our last of the season because it's playoffs. That'll be later tonight at 11, and you can catch me there as well. But, yes, I am trying to catch up with a few of my friends and a few of my sorority sisters, because it is homecoming after all.
All righty. Well, always fun catching up. You travel safe. I would say enjoy yourself while you're down there. That seems like kind of a lock. But we always appreciate your time, KR. We'll talk to you next week.
Of course. See you then.